you declared a one-dimensional array of length 128. It's subscripted by integers from 0 to 127. These subscripts are range checked at runtime so that you can't say things like vec of minus 1 because the indexing starts at 0. There is a method that you can use on arrays. That's why arrays are partially like classes instead of primitive types. You can say vec.length, I'm sorry, not a method, a variable, which tells you, gives you the length of that array. You can declare arrays, give their size by a variable, which is defined at runtime, the so-called dynamic sizing. Arrays don't change their size during runtime. It's just that the size can be not known until runtime. But once you've declared an array of some size, then it stays that size. There is another data type that can vary in size over the lifetime of the program. So far, the examples we've shown have all been one-dimensional arrays. You get multi-dimensional arrays just by putting more square brackets. And these are actually, it's actually considered to be a one-dimensional array in which each element is itself an array. And you can create so-called ragged arrays in which each of those in what you would think of as the second dimension was a different size, for example.